If you've ever had chickpeas, lentils, or dry peas and beans, you've eaten pulses. Some think these dried legumes will become even more hip than quinoa and kale. There's an international push to put more pulses on your table, and that's good news for Northwest farmers and foodies. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
Tim McGreevy loves pulses. Chickpeas, lentils, dried pea flour. He can't pick a favorite.
They're all my children. I love them equally. You can't go wrong with hummus, so you have to love chickpeas for hummus alone.
And he's come to the right place for the dish, to Black Cypress Restaurant in Pullman. It's in the heart of Washington's pulse-growing country. McGreevy has become an evangelist for the crops. He's the CEO of the American Pulse Association. A server brings out a bowl filled with a spring take on hummus, which is traditionally made of chickpeas, tahini, and olive oil.
So this is going to be asparagus hummus. And you thought hummus was just served with garlic. Okay, should we taste this?
McGreevy isn't the only person on the Palouse praising hummus. This Middle Eastern dip has become very popular in recent years. Fueled in part by the gluten-free movement, profitability and demand for chickpeas have increased dramatically over the past decade. That's good news for growers like Frank Wolf. All over the region, farmers have started switching more of their land to chickpeas. This year alone, there's a 10% increase in acres planted in chickpeas. Wolf sits in the driver's seat of an automated tractor. He's seeding a new field of chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans. Once this field of tiny red seeds are harvested around October, they'll be destined for packages of Sabra hummus.
Hummus is what kind of revolutionized the chickpea industry.
Growers hope other pulse products, dry peas, beans, and lentils, take off next. And that could very well happen with a massive global marketing campaign this year. The United Nations has named 2016 the Year of the Pulse. Quinoa saw a similar push in 2013 with its own international year. Marketers are fond of saying pulses are soon to be the next quinoa, the next big crop. Down the road from Frank Meyer, Alan Dreffel shows off a field of Austrian winter peas. Thanks to good timing and help from Mother Nature, the crop is strong.
We only go to the pretty fields.
Dreffel is excited about pulse crops for another reason. They're sustainable. 1 pound of pulses needs about 43 gallons of water, while 1 pound of meat needs anywhere between 800 and 1800 gallons of water. Pulses add nitrogen to the soil and even leave some behind for the next crop planted in the field. For farmers, that means they don't need to apply as much fertilizer, and their soil stays healthier. Dreffel says that's important, especially as climate change means farmers need to be more conservative with water supplies.
A low water use, nitrogen-fixing crop is going to be key. If we keep getting hotter and keep getting earlier, we have to do everything we can to conserve the moisture.
Back at the restaurant, Tim McGreevy touts the health benefits of pulse crops.
Pulse crops have twice the amount of protein as quinoa. They have four times the amount of dietary fiber as whole grains, and they actually have more iron than a 3-ounce serving of flank steak.
For now, he'll look for new and innovative ways to cook pulses.
So now we have pastas. We're making chickpea pancakes. We have terrific recipes for cookies.
And there's another new use for chickpeas, a new cooking trend called aquafaba. It uses the foamy water left over from cooking and transforms it into something else edible.
You don't have to waste any of it.
With the year of the pulse in full swing, McGreevy's hoping the pulse of the industry will keep going strong. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Pullman.